భగవద్గీత 5.25 భవంతే బ్రహ్మ నిర్వాణం ఋషయ క్షీణ కల్మషః ఛిన్న ద్వైధాయతాత్మానః సర్వభూత హితే రతః. సో హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ హౌ వన్ కెన్ అటైన్ స్పిరిచువల్ లిబరేషన్, బ్రహ్మ నిర్వాణం లభంతే, హౌ వన్ కెన్ అటైన్ దాట్. ఋషయ క్షీణ కల్మషః, ఋషయ దోస్ వర్ సేజెస్, క్షీణ కల్మషః దే ప్యూరిఫైడ్ ఫ్రమ్ కల్మషః కంటామినేషన్స్, క్షీణ దేర్ కంటామినేషన్స్ హవ్ బీన్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ రాడికేటెడ్. ఛిన్న ద్వైధ, ద్వైధ ద్వ ఇస్ టూ, సో ద్వైధ రెఫర్స్ టు డ్యువాలిటీస్. So chinna is ripped apart, they have gone beyond dualities. Yata atmana refers to those who are self controlled and are pursuing the self with self mastery, they are pursuing the self. Atmana and sarvabhuta hiteratah, they are engaged in the welfare of all living beings. So earlier in 5.18, Krishna has talked about how the panditaha see all living beings equally. Krishna takes that forward and states over here that it is not just equal vision, but there is also benevolent action for all living beings. Sarvabhuta hite rataha, hita is benefit, benevolence. So normally when we have some material attachments, then we act for our benefit and we act for the benefit of those to whom we are attached, because in their benefit our benefit also comes. And often, because in the material world the resources are limited, so often to benefit ourselves we have to tread on others' feet, we have to encroach on others' resources, and we do that. So at the material level of consciousness it is impossible to be sarvabhuta hite rataha, because we will take something from others for our own sense gratification, thus deprive them. But when we are in a spiritual consciousness, at that time we act as instruments of Krishna for his service and for helping others to come closer to Krishna, to understand his glories and to love him. So this action is for the benefit of all living beings. And even then, the seekers have not yet realized Krishna, as is the case over here in this section of the Gita till now. Krishna has not introduced himself directly till now. He will introduce it. He talks about himself in passing references, as he will do at the end of this chapter in 5.29. But still, he is not focusing on himself too much over here. So even in such a situation, he is actually focusing, even those who have not yet realized Krishna, but those who have realized their spiritual identity, even they can act as the well-wishers of all living beings, because even they are at a level of realization where they can see that nothing material can benefit me, and the spiritual benefit can come to me and can come to others also. In fact, by benefiting others, or by working for the benefit of others, I am actually acting spiritually, and thereby I am moving forward towards realizing my spiritual nature, and I am benefiting others. So both those who are serious spiritual seekers who want to gain spiritual realization, and those who are spiritual seers who have spiritual realization, both strive to act at sarvabhuta hite rataha, for the welfare of all living beings. Rishaya kshina kalmashaha. So of course, for a person to truly act in this way, many people may intend to act for the welfare of all living beings, but if someone is to actually act for the welfare of other living beings, rishaya kshina kalmashaha, rishayaha, the sages are kshina kalmashaha, they are freed from contamination. Rishaya. Now, the kalmashaha here Suppose we have a shining white wall and then some ugly dark mark is there. We will call that as a kalmasha. So for the soul who is pure and spiritual, the desire to enjoy matter, and often the desire to enjoy matter in a way that that hurts others, that is a contamination, that is a kalmasha. So lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, all these are kalmasha for the soul. Rashaya kshina kalmasha. So the sages, they cleanse themselves of these impurities. So Krishna is saying that if somebody wants to attain Brahma Nirvana, wants to attain liberation, they have to give up these impurities. Of course, to give up the impurities, first we have to see the impurities as impurities. And that perception of the impurities as impurities happens when we are illumined by knowledge. As was mentioned earlier, jnanena tutada jnanam yesham nashitam. That is mentioned 5.16. So now, chinna dvaidha. So, chinna is actually not just removed or cleansed, it is actually ripped apart, torn apart. So, chinna dvaidha signifies that the sages, by their spiritual intensity, their serious spiritual pursuit, acts like a sword which cuts off the covering of dualities that conceal the true nature of all things in this world. In this world, sometimes we have fancy dress competition in which one person dresses like someone else. So, or sometimes people put on a masquerade by which they appear to be someone else. So when they are unmasked, then we can understand who they actually are. So like this, the events that happen in the world, some of them wear the mask of good and some of them wear the mask of bad. But actually, from the spiritual point of view, we can say that nothing can give us happiness and nothing can cause us misery, because everything in this material world is material and we are spiritual. Of course, if we are attached, then there is a lot of emotional entanglement and then the emotional up and down happens because of the transition or because of our attachment. But one who has got spiritual vision, that spiritual knowledge acts like a sword which cuts off the cover of dualities, and then one sees the true nature of things. So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says that Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Eisa Bhrama, the whole idea that something is Ei Bhala Ei Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Sarva Mano Dharma Ei Bhala Ei Manda Eisa Bhrama. So Bhadra Bhadra Gyan, the idea that this is good and this is bad, it is all an illusion. Because ultimately, from the spiritual point of view, everything material is inconsequential. Of course, from a devotee's point of view, whether it is good or bad, if it can remind oneself of Krishna, that is good. So even misery that reminds one of Krishna is good, and pleasure that makes one forget Krishna is bad. So chinna dvaidha, the ability to see beyond delusion, keeps one fixed in the spiritual pursuit. Yatatmanah, and to the extent we have self-mastery and to the extent we are pursuing self-realization, to that extent we can retain this vision of seeing beyond dualities. Chinna dvaidha yatatmanah. So we can see beyond dualities and we can attain spiritual realization. Actually, we can get a glimpse of this at our level. Suppose somebody is completely focused, say an athlete is focused on winning gold in the Olympic, in the say marathon. So the athlete keeps practicing the running, and then the athlete is focused not on, okay, sometimes the body may give pain, sometimes the body may feel good, sometimes the weather may be cool, sometimes the weather may be hot. But if one is fixed in one's goal, then one's surroundings, whether they be physical or environmental, don't matter so much. They just go out of one's awareness, one's awareness horizon, and this focuses on the goal. So, Krishna is saying similarly, those who are Rishaya Kshina Kalmashaha, to the extent we are impure, to that extent worldly things come into our perception and stay, even acquires interest in our perception. But to the extent we are pure, to the extent worldly things go out of our perception, go to the periphery and eventually out of the perception. So, Chinna Dvaidhaya Tatmanaha. So those who have become freed from, those who have cleansed themselves of impurities, they can also cut apart the dualities that distract them, and they can focus straight on the path to liberation and eventually attain liberation. Labhante Brahma Nirvanam. They can attain spiritual liberation. Thank you.